Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Yusuf Erim, Chief Political Analyst and Middle East Analyst for TRT, the Turkish Public Broadcaster, who is speaking to the Media Line from outside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where the Khashoggi killing took place. Yusuf, who are the people who were given the death sentence, their official position, their centrality to the Khashoggi killing, if it's known at all?
Unfortunately, due to the opaqueness of the Saudi judicial system, we don't know exactly who the five people sentenced to death are, at least as of now. We do know who hasn't been sentenced and who's been released. And actually, they're the key figures in this investigation. One of them is a chief advisor to Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi crown prince, named Saud al-Qahtani. He was investigated, but he wasn't charged, and now he's been released. And many people believe that he is the mastermind behind this Khashoggi's assassination in the building that I'm standing in front of, the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where the Washington Post journalist was assassinated October 2nd, 2018. Another key figure that was also released due to insufficient evidence was the deputy intel chief, Ahmed al-Assiri, and also the Saudi consul general to Istanbul. He was also released today as well. So that leaves some of the lower-level figures, the henchmen, one could say, that were part of this 15-man assassination team that's now known as the Tiger Team or Tiger Squad that came to Istanbul the night of, at least in the wee hours of the morning of the Khashoggi assassination. So we're seeing these low-level people slowly being cleaned out by the Saudi state, while these upper-level, more superior figures or operatives, if you want to call them, are basically immune to any type of judicial actions.
You are listening to Yusuf Erim, Chief Political Analyst and Middle East Analyst for TRT, the Turkish Public Broadcaster. Yusuf, what do we know about the court that tried the defendants?
Well, what we know about the court that tried to defend it, at least the person that was in charge, was the Saudi public prosecutor. His deputy attorney general, a man by the name of Shalan Shalan, spoke to reporters after the case, and he said that they found no evidence that the murder was premeditated. And this greatly contradicts the conclusions reached by any type of Western intelligence service, whether it be the CIA. It contradicts what the UN is saying. It contradicts what Turkish authorities are saying as well. And we know that these Saudi courts have strong ties to the Saudi royal family. So this also creates a huge conflict of interest in any type of investigation that they're leading. And this is something that the UN Special Rapporteur, Agnes Callamard, touched on time and time again, saying that she wanted more access into what was going on in Saudi Arabia. Turkey also touched on this, saying they wanted to try these people in Istanbul since this crime took place in Turkey, and many other international agencies and institutions also expressed great concern for the level of integrity that any type of Saudi investigation could yield. And we're basically seeing right now everyone's worst fears becoming confirmed because people are being put to death. We don't know who. We don't know the key questions that any journalist or any person would ask: who, what, when, where, and why. We can't answer these questions right now because we don't know. We don't even know if these people will be put to death, or if these punishments will be carried out. We just have to take the Saudis' word on it. And up till today, we can see that the Saudis' word hasn't been good. They denied the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Then after that, they had to recant due to the drip of information that Turkish intelligence and Turkish authorities let leak out into the media. We've also seen them caught in many other lies as they've tried to manipulate the narrative going on around this assassination.
Then let's take a step back as a final question. How would the Crown Prince like the world to view the sentences? Do you think that he sees this as now giving him a bill of clean health?
The way I view this decision and why it was carried out right now, there is tremendous pressure on U.S. from U.S. lawmakers on U.S. intelligence services to name the mastermind behind this assassination. So I'm seeing this court decision as very timely in Saudi Arabia trying to get ahead of the narrative, because many fingers are being pointed at Mohammed bin Salman. obviously it's in his best interest to close this as quick as possible, shift the blame onto lower-level people who are far removed from the state. But when we look at the evidence, whether it be the use of the consulate, whether it be all these top-level operatives, whether it be his advisor, generals, intelligence officers, it's very easy to see that an operation of this magnitude cannot be carried out without the state knowing about it. And in Saudi Arabia, who is the state? Mohammed bin Salman is the state. And while he would like to be remembered by people as a reformer, while he has undertaken great reforms in Saudi Arabia, unfortunately, all of that becomes forgotten and clouded by this assassination.
Yusuf Aram, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.